Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Critical Reactions, with your host, Brian. It's the penultimate day of the week. We only have two more days left for this week's theme of alternative rock. Today we're going to be looking at a band I think most of you might be familiar with, but a song you probably haven't heard. At least, that's the camp I'm going to be in. This is 30 Seconds to Mars. I knew them from their big radio hits, The Attack, and From Yesterday, I think, might have been the other one. And this is actually from their self-titled album, which came out in 2002. So we're going to be digging into this. We're going to see where they started from, I think. And yeah, let's dive into this. 30 Seconds to Mars, End of the Beginning. Ooh, interesting polyrhythmic idea there. Oh, it's not super polyrhythmic. It's emphasizing beat one of the phrase. A lot of interesting electronic production going on here. Expressive singing as well, which that's just Jared Leto. Is this a different line for the chorus? Again, just some wild production going on here.
Yeah, are a sign.
Interesting way to end that. It feels lacking in resolution. So, yeah, that puts an interesting perspective on 30 Seconds to Mars for me, because, you know, I started with them with Attack and the Beautiful Lie album, I suppose. And they always had that that emo kind of aspect to them, and that's probably why I latched on to them at that time in high school. And when they moved on to sort of the pop rock ventures that they went to afterwards, me being a highly judgmental emo teen called them cheap and sellouts and probably some other stuff like that. And you know, now looking at this in retrospective, it does seem like they are, or were, are they still around? A band who chases trends. But I don't want that to seem as negative as maybe a young teenage emo me would say. But the thing is that they do it exceptionally well. This very heavily reminds me of stuff like Trapped or Taproot was putting out at the time. A little bit of Linkin Park without Mike Shinoda's rapping. Basically, that very commercialized nu metal that was coming out around the time. And there are some sections in here that even feel a little less like the commercialized nu metals. Particularly, there was one part where the vocalist was using some compression, distortion on their vocals, and the music was going hard, and I got kind of a Static X kind of, Static X? Is that right? I think so. Static X kind of vibe to it. They never went full on into that metal. It still kind of sit within the rock spectrum of nu metal. The stuff that, you know, like I said, commercialized nu metal stuff that got airtime on radio stations. But yeah, it definitely has little elements from a lot of these bands that kind of were the face of nu metal on the radio. And it's interesting to see them move from this into the more theatrical element that they portrayed in Beautiful Lie, into some of, I mean, really pushing the theatrics again once they moved on to some of their pop rock stuff. You know, commercializing their sound even more and just really going into it. And again, it's their versatility that I think this song has kind of given me some perspective about them, in that they can follow trends and do it very well. And I think what elevates this song for me and kind of puts them a little bit higher, it's not just that they can follow trends and mimic what is popular at a high level, but they can put their own spin on it and elevate it a little bit. Now, I'm not too sure about their recent works. I haven't listened to pretty much anything really past Beautiful Lie, so I'm really only going off of this one song and then an album. But with Beautiful Lie, they did a fantastic job of taking that theatric emo kind of thing that bands like The Used and My Chemical Romance were doing at the time, and putting their own spin on it and just ramping that theatricality, ramping the theatrics up to, you know, 100. Not just with their extended music videos, which makes sense given Jared's acting background, but also just the music itself. And I think some of that is a maturation of the electronic elements that are present here that elevate this above the standard, I don't want to say standard or generic, but the commercialized nu metal that was coming out around the time. There is a lot of really interesting production elements in here that would raise this. If I had heard this on the radio, I'm kind of surprised I didn't, given how similar it is to a lot of music I did listen to back then on the radio. But it would have elevated it a bit in my eyes, and I probably would have been a fan of 30 Seconds to Mars before they came out with their big Billboard-topping charts chart-topping songs. That's the phrase I want. I think they top charts anyways. I'm pretty sure From Yesterday was a huge hit. I don't know about Attack or The Kill. Those were the two that got me interested in them. But yeah, so Jared's singing right here is spot on as usual. It is highly emotive. It is very theatric. There's a lot of what I would call his signature voice cracks. He does this thing often, at least back then anyways. Again, I have not really listened to much after Beautiful Eye. But in the quieter sections when he's utilizing more of a vulnerable side to himself, he allows his voice to hit a point where it's not really producing sound anymore and get these kind of these cracks and wavers in it, and really allows the lack of air flow and air pressure to create to hit a volume where he doesn't have as much control over the sound and allows it to kind of wave in and out of sound, audible sound being produced. That is something that I just kind of ascribe to him, to his vocal style. And of course, that's here. And like I said, that's a very emotive style of singing. I think I mentioned that when it happened. But what I think is interesting is not that his style remained the same from when I jumped into their music previously, but also how the guitar work has changed. There's a lot of interesting elements here that dance between textural and atmospheric ideas and then musical, and I think it's a really good balance. But the interesting thing is that the textural elements are not usually the core spotlight of the music at those moments. There's plenty of parts in this song where the music is designed to be more textural than melodic. There's no vocals, there's no real strong melody line. There might be a guitar playing a chord progression or something, really creating that fuzzy texture from the guitar tone. But usually in these instances, it's some electronic sound that is really filling up the sound and creating this extra characteristic to the atmosphere. And I think that's my big takeaway on this, is that musically, I can see a lot of similarity between this and what they ended up doing with Beautiful Lie. And I can see a lot of similarity between what they were doing and some of their contemporaries in creating similar music. But where they take it up a notch is in that electronic production. Even right there at the end, I think, was one of the clearest aspects of production, with the two vocals and the way they were panned and placed in the sound sphere, the volume they were given, the spacing they were given, that attention to detail. I don't know who was the producer on this. I don't know if they continued to produce for them, engineer their music in future albums, but there is an expert attention to detail on the production of this track. From everything from the vocals to the guitars to the placement of the instruments to the way the drums sound, to the bass, to the electronic aspects. And the production, to me at least, puts it one step above its contemporaries. And again, it does make me wonder why 30 Seconds to Mars' debut album, I think this is their debut, their self-titled album, I'll call it that, didn't garner more press. I don't know how big Jared was as an actor at the time. I'm pretty sure he had at least done that film with David Cage about weapon manufacturing or something. I don't remember what it was. I wouldn't say he was a small actor. He might not have been the A-lister he is today, taking lead roles. But I don't think he was a nobody either. So just being even like a B plus rank actor at the time, you would have thought that there would have been a lot of, press publicity around, him moving into the music realm and starting. I mean, but there wasn't. That's weird. And like I said, the music to me is on par with, if not better than, a lot of the other music that it's emulating, that it would have been grouped within genre-wise. Yeah, I'm kind of taken aback. Usually, you know, we talk about some older stuff that had historical prominence, historical placement, like when we looked at Tok Tok earlier this week, and they, you know, kicked off the post-rock movement. And I wasn't there for that. So, like, I don't have the context for that. But I was here for this. I had the context for this release. And it just boggles my mind how this came out and had no press. Like, that's weird. But I also don't know when it came out in relationship to its contemporaries. I mean, 2002, this says January 1st, 2002, assuming that's correct. I don't know where that came out in relationship to Trap's Headstrong or Taproot's Poem or Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory album, I think would be the closest analogy music-wise. I think Meteora went in a different musical direction than this. Well, I think Hybrid Theory was 2000, actually. So, yeah, I mean, it's not even like these guys came in early with this sound. I think the sound had already been established, and they were jumping on board the train, and somehow they just, between doing it very well, being a popular genre, and having Jared as the lead, I'm really confused how this didn't get any more publicity, how it didn't get on the radios. I sound old. How it didn't get on the radios. But yeah, it's just, that kind of boggles my mind. Anyways, I feel like I haven't talked a lot about the music. So I want to dig into the production a little bit before we close this up. Because like I said, that's the part that really stands out to me, other than the vocals, which I've already touched on. The drumming and the guitaring and the bass, they're all serviceable. I think they do a fantastic job. I think I did point out the hi-hat work. I love it. It's very clear, crisp, pan to the right. And I think it might be a little overbearing, but otherwise, I love how it adds this bright crispness to the otherwise grittiness of some of the heavier riffing that's going on in the guitars. Again, a little element, a small little element that I think adds so much. Cymbals, I don't think got a lot of love during the nu metal era. They're all about getting that heavy, beefy sound and contrasting that against lighter, sparser sections, which this song does in spades. That's what the genre is great at least the commercialized aspect of it. But just having that brightness there in some of the heavier sections and giving the cymbals a little bit more prominence in the sound sphere, beautiful. I love it. Like I said, it's just one of the little things that bring them up a little bit in my eyes. But it's the electronic aspects. It's the phaser effect. It's the panning effects. It's coming into the second verse, I think it was, when we had like a whoosh and then the delayed vocal that kind of panned across. It wasn't like moving from right to left where you stopped hearing it in right, but it started from the right and then moved across to the left before it filled up the whole thing. And then we went into the verse. It's little things like that that are just so cool that add to the theatric element of it. It's thinking of the song not so much as what is on paper, but how it is to be experienced. And I think that is, at least to me, a defining aspect to 30 Seconds to Mars's writing style. It's not so much what's the song we want to play, what's the story we want to tell, but how do we want to tell it? And there's so many little choices like that in this song alone that that tell me that they have a keen ear for that. Yeah, I think that's how we're going to wrap this one up. Yeah, this has me thinking I need to go back and check out this first album, though. I don't know why I never thought about doing that before. Because Beautiful Lie got a lot of playtime in my car. Putting that CD in there, that sound old again. When I was in high school. And granted, it was really only the first six tracks that really got a lot of playtime. The second half kind of bounced off of me. But those first six tracks were hit me real well. Yeah, I should have checked this one out. But I'm going to rectify that. I'm going to fix that. I got to check this out on my own time. Anyways, I'm rambling. This is where you guys come in. Hit me up in the comments. Let me know if you enjoyed this or not. Let me know if you were as kind of taken aback by what this was. If you had a different idea of 30 Seconds to Mars like I did. And, you know, let me know. Put some comments down there. Let me know what your thoughts were regarding this. Above the comment section is a description box. And there's a link for Linktree. It'll take you to this menu right here. You can follow me on Twitter, join the Discord community, support me through Patreon, buy some merch, email me, submit a special selection, as well as a bunch of other stuff. It's all in there. Above the comment and description box, if you could, like, subscribe, and ring the bell. I'll be back in 8 minutes. We have another video coming up after this. It'll be our special selection for the day. Otherwise, I'll be back tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. UTC. As usual, we'll be looking at our final alternative rock song for the week, and we'll be looking at a creator request, which is where a band emails me and says, hey, you mind looking at our stuff? And I say, yeah. No. I say, no, I don't mind. Let's do it. Let's see what you got. I'm interested. All right, until next time, remember to be critical but not cynical of the music you listen to, and have a fantastic morning, afternoon, or evening whenever you choose to watch my videos.